ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो 10th चैप्टर नंबर 13th एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 54. This is the chapter of Brahma stealing the boys and cows, and what Brahma realizes by the transcendental manifestations of Lord Shri Krishna in as many cowherd boys and cows that were stolen by him. When he saw that they are nobody else but they are all Vishnus, he is getting more bewildered. This bewilderment is coming for those who have not only material eyes but also with the spiritual eyes. It is too difficult to understand because there are varieties of spiritual entities. So everybody do not understand the same way. But Sukadeva Goswami takes the full liberty to explain the ultimate of all these manifestations, how Krishna is the majestic of all majestic powers. Satya, Jnana, Ananta, Ananda, Matra, Ekarasa, Murtayaha, Asprashtabhuri Mahatmyaha, Api Hi Upanishad Drasham. Satya Jnana Anantam Ananda Matra Karasa Murtayaha. Asprushta Bhuri Mahatmya Api Hyupanishadatrasham. Satya Jnana Anantana Ananda मात्रैक रसमूर्तयः अस्पृष्ट भूरि महात्म्या अपि हि उपनिषद्दृशाम्। सत्य ज्ञान अनंत आनंद मात्रैक रसमूर्तयः अस्पृष्ट भ्रूरि महात्म्या अपि हि उपनिषद्दृशाम्। सत्य ज्ञानानन्तमानन्द मात्रैक रसमूर्तयः अस्पृष्ट भ्रूरि महात्म्या अपि हि उपनिषद्दृशाम्। सत्य इटर्नल, ज्ञान हैविंग फुल नॉलेज, अनंत अनलिमिटेड, आनंद फुल्ली ब्लिसफुल, मात्र ओनली, एकरस ऑलवेज एग्जिस्टिंग, मूर्तयः फॉर्म्स, अस्पृष्ट भूरि महात्म्यः हुज ग्रेट ग्लोरी इज नॉट टच्ड, अपि इवन ही बिकॉज उपनिषद दृशाम, by those jnanis who are engaged in studying the Upanishads. Translation: the Vishnumurtis all had eternal, unlimited forms, full of knowledge and bliss, and existing beyond the influence of time. Their great glory was not even touched by the jnanis engaged in studying the Upanishads. Purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Mere Shastra Jnan or knowledge in the Vedas does not help anyone understand the personality of Godhead. Only one who is favored or shown mercy by the Lord can understand Him. This is also explained in the Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad, 3rd Canto, 2nd chapter, 3rd verse is, Nayamatma pravachanena labhya na medhaya na bahuna srutena yam evesha virunute tena labhyas tasyaiva atma virunute tanuswam. The Supreme Lord is not obtained by expert explanation, by vast intelligence, or even by much hearing. He is obtained only by one whom He Himself chooses. To such a person He manifests His own form. One description given of Brahman is Satyam Brahma Ananda Rupam. Brahman is the absolute truth and complete Ananda or bliss. The form of Vishnu, the Supreme Brahman, were one, but they were manifested differently. The followers of Upanishads, however, cannot understand the varieties manifested by Brahman. This proves that the Brahman and Paramatma can actually be understood only through devotion, as confirmed by the Lord Himself in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhaktyam Ekaya Grahya. Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, 14th chapter, 21st verse. To establish that Brahman indeed has transcendental form, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives various quotations from the Shastras. In the Shvetashatara Upanishad, 3rd chapter, 8th verse, the Supreme is described as Aditya Varanam Tamasah Parastat. He also manifests form is luminous like the sun and transcendental to the darkness of ignorance. Anandamatram ajaram purusham ekam santam bahudha drashyamanam. The Supreme is blissful with no tinge of unhappiness. Although He is the oldest, He never ages. And although one is experienced, where is that? The Supreme is blissful with no tinge of unhappiness. Although He is the oldest, He never ages, and although one, He is experienced in many and different forms. Sarve nityaha sashvatascha dehastasya paratmanaha. All the forms of the Supreme Person are eternal. Maravahara Puran. The Supreme Person has a form with the hands and legs and other persons' personal features. But His hands and legs are not material. Bhaktas know that the form of Krishna or Brahman is not at all material. Rather, Brahman has a transcendental form, and when one is absorbed in it, being fully developed in bhakti, one can understand Him. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena. The Mayavadis, however, cannot understand this transcendental form, for they think that it is material. Transcendental forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His person are so great that the impersonal followers of the Upanishads cannot reach the platform of knowledge to understand them. Particularly, The transcendental forms of the Lord are beyond the reach of the impersonalist, who can only understand through the studies of the Upanishads that the absolute truth is no matter, and that the absolute truth is not materially restricted by the limited potencies. Oh, mic should come down. All right. Yet although Krishna cannot be seen through the Upanishads in some places, it is said that Krishna can in fact be known in this way. Upanishadam Purusham. He is known by the Upanishads. This means that when one is purified by the Vedic knowledge, one is then allowed to enter into devotional understanding. Mad bhaktim labhate param. Trishadadhana munaya jnana vairagya yuktaya pashyanti atmani chatmanam bhaktya shruta grihitaya. The seriously inquisitive student or sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realizes the absolute truth by rendering devotional service in terms of what he has heard from the Vedanta Shruti. This is in Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd chapter, 12th verse. The word Shruta Grihitaya refers to the Vedanta knowledge and not sentimentality. Shruta Grihita is sound knowledge. Lord Vishnu, Brahma thus realizes, is the reservoir of all truth, knowledge and bliss. He is the combination of the three transcendental features, and he is the object of worship for the followers of Upanishads. Brahma realizes that all different forms of cows, boys and cows transformed into Vishnu forms were not transformed by mysticism of a type of the yogi or demigod can display the specific powers invested in him. The cows, calves and boys transformed into Vishnu murtis or Vishnu forms were not display of Vishnu Maya or Vishnu's energy, but were Vishnu himself. The respective qualification of Vishnu and Vishnu Maya are just like those of fire and heat. The heat is, there is the qualification of the fire, namely the warmth, and yet heat is not fire. The manifestation of Vishnu form of the boys, cows and cows were not like that heat, but rather like the fire. They were all actually Vishnus. Factually, the qualification of Vishnu is full truth, full knowledge and full bliss. Another example may be given with material objects, which may be reflected in many, many forms. For example, the sun is reflected in many water pots, but the reflection of the sun in many pots are not actually the sun. There is no actual heat and light from the sun in the pot, although it appears as the sun. But each and every one of the forms, Krishna assumed, was fully Vishnu. We should discuss Srimad Bhagavatam daily, as much as possible, and then everything will be clarified. For Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic literature, Nigama Kalpataroor Galitam Phalam. It was written by Vyasadeva Mahamuni Krite when he was self-realized. Thus, the more we read Srimad Bhagavatam, the more its knowledge becomes clear. Each and every verse is transcendental. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militanyena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಗಣ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯ ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ನಮಃ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೆ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮೀ ನಾಮನೆ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶತಾರಿಣೆ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶಿವಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ್ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಸತ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾನಂತ ಆನಂದ ಮಾತ್ರೈಕ ಮೂರ್ತಯ ಅಸ್ಪೃಷ್ಟಭೂರಿ ಮಹಾತ್ಮ್ಯ ಅಪಿ ಹ್ಯುಪನಿಷದ ದತ್ತಶ್ಯಾಮ್. ದ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಮೂರ್ತಿ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಇಟರ್ನಲ್ ಅನ್ಲಿಮಿಟೆಡ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಫುಲ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ಲಿಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ಇನ್ಫ್ಲೂಯನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್. ದೇರ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಈವನ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಟಚ್ ಬೈ ದ ಜ್ಞಾನಿಸ್ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸ್ಟಡೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಕ್ಲೈಮ್ಯಾಕ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ವರ್ಸಸ್ that shows how Krishna manifested himself into the all Vishnu forms. Now, in basic understanding, we understand Vishnu Tattva starting from Karanadakshaya Vishnu to Garbhadakshaya Vishnu to Kshirudakshaya Vishnu. Then Kshirudakshaya Vishnu expands as Paramatma in the heart of every living entity. But because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the origin of all Vishnu Tattvas, he can manifest. The mic doesn't work. Well, it should be live like Vishnu Tattva, let me tell you. We understand the formation or the personality is something to be understood in that when the qualities and the shaktis, the energies, when they come together, there is a formation. All right? A personality is formed by the mixing of quality and energies. Now, material body, material energy is there. Material energy is also expressed in the terms of Sandini, Samvit, and Ladini. And it has a spiritual origin. But if you look at this, those are Shaktas or Shaivites, they glorify Lalita Devi with all the same verses of the Vedas applicable to her. Now, if that is perfect for material expression, material manifestation, what about the spiritual manifestation? It is the same principle. But the nature of the internal potency of the Lord or the spiritual energy of the Lord is working under Krishna's personal desire. Parasha Shaktir Vividhiya Sruyate Swabhaviki Jnana Bala Kriyach. Upanishads are telling, this is in Mundaka Upanishad, then nachatasya karanam karanam cha vidyate nachata samasam abhi adhikachya drashyate parasha shaktir vividhiya sruyate swabhaviki jnana bala kriyasha. Now, whose swabhav? Swa means personality and bhava means his desires. Krishna's desires are known by his energy, that is the internal potency. And they work automatically and manifest into jnana, bala and kriya. Right? Knowledge, strength and activities. These are the manifestations of the personality. They automatically do. While creation of the material energy by Lord Krishna, when Krishna explains, Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam Hetunane Kaunte Jagatvi Parivartate. Under my supervision, this material activity or the energy is acting. There is no other cause besides me. That why this material world, transforms, comes and goes. Parivartan. Now there is no parivartan changes to be found in spiritual world, but parivartan is found only in the material world. So therefore, those who are jnanis, they are not coming out from the clutches of the material nature. They do not reach to the fathom or the spiritual nature. It's only by undivided devotional service can we reach to that. And then still we depend upon the mercy of Krishna that he will reveal himself, his intricacies. Iti tu te guhyatamam pravakshami anasuyave. One has to acquire the qualification of non-enviousness. Then how can you become non-envious or with free from envy? Trinada Pishuni Chena Tarura Pishishnuna Amari Namana Dina Kirtanya Sadra. That is the nature of non-envious person. So one becomes qualified to receive the transcendental knowledge, because he will be apt to perform this devotional service and he will be properly guided through these principles that have been set in for manifestation of the spiritual potency. When the potency is manifested, then you can have the idea of the potential. This is Haridas Thakur said in Harinam Chintamani, because he has three different kinds of potencies, chit potency, achit potency, and jaiva potency. Chit vaibhav, achit vaibhav, and jiva vaibhav, right? So it is between two. But these are all manifestations. Means it is not unmanifested. As the material energy is getting manifested, so the spiritual energy is also manifested. And when Krishna, the master of all mystics, he is manifesting Vishnu forms that belongs to him and at his will, these personalities, even though acting differently and respectively reciprocating with their devotees who are not only their followers or those devotees of those particular forms are they praying to him, but also all different manifestation of 24 elements, they are actually inert elements. They are also engaged. The Kala Chakra is also engaging by manifestation himself and worshipping these personalities. Have you seen Kala Chakra manifested? But it is said in the previous verses. You see? Uh, Then Lord Brahma saw that Kala, the time factor, Swabhava, one's own nature or by association, Samskara, reformation, Kama, desire, Karma, fruitive activity, and the gunas, the three modes of material nature, their own independence, being completely subordinate to the potency of the Lord, has taken forms and were also worshipping those Vishnu Murtis. So, is there anything which is unmanifested? Everything, they've been eternally created simultaneously within the internal potency, but also for the purpose of the wayward, envious living entities, this material world was also created, and all the elemental creations that the 24 elements Krishna created in the beginning, so Brahma can manipulate, and but they were also manifested. Without manifestation, nothing can be understood. Srimad Bhagavatam is a very concrete example that it does not talk in the air. It does not talk in the air. So those who are students of Srimad Bhagavatam, they have to contemplate. With pure devotion and required medium of our envy-free environment within our own psyche and heart. Otherwise, nāyam ātmānam pravacanena labhya. Krishna is not available by too much erudite giving lectures. Athava bahuna shrutenava. Bahuna shrutenava means what they call in Gujarati, phutenakan, katha suni suni phutenakan tu ena ayu brahmagya. Means you hear every day, then you do not get realization. That kind of hearing is not recommended. Even though such detailed hearing has been glorified by Kapil Dev to Devahuti. Satam prasangam mama virya samvida bhavanti rad karana rasayana katha tad joshanavam apavarga vartamani shraddha rati anukrashati. The requisite faith for getting the mercy of the Lord has to be created by our attentive hearing process. But we are faced with so many physical obstacles, just like laziness, sluggish, overworked situation, that most of us try to doze off in Bhagavad Katha. Is not. So, keep on hearing, but still Prabhupada is recommending at the end. What else do you have to do? We can't criticize even those who are silent listeners. Silent listeners. Prabhupada is requesting that regardless, we should discuss Srimad Bhagavatam daily as much as possible, and then everything will be clarified. For Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic literature. Nigama Kalpatar Urgarlitam Phalam. It was written by Vyasadeva, Mahamuni Krite, when he was self-realized. Thus, the more we read Srimad Bhagavatam, the more its knowledge becomes clear. Each and every verse is transcendental. So this is the method of daily recitation, daily hearing, but at the same time daily understanding the purports of Srila Prabhupada. So much wealth is there. Even Mayavadis were telling, oh, Swamiji, you cannot get conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. Remember there was a talk between some students of Swami Chinmayananda brought by Srinathji to Juhu Temple when it was under construction. And Prabhupada, he brought them to meet Srila Prabhupada, okay, and introduced, these are also the students of Bhagavad Gita. So Prabhupada asked them, what is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita? And they started thinking, what should be the answer? You know, they do not know. They say, if you put up the conclusion, then there is no fun. You know, because more you read, more you get more and more inspirations from inside. So somebody, one of their leaders answered, Swamiji, every day you read, you get a different meaning out of it. And it is too difficult to come to the conclusion. And Prabhupada went completely, he thrust his fist on the desk in front of him. Who says there is no conclusion in Bhagavad Gita? Have you read? This was Sarvadharmana Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Braja. Is this not the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita? Manmana bhava mad bhaktu madhyaji mam namaskur. Is this not the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita? Oh my God. They got really like a thunder jolt. And Swamiji, we just came to have your darshan. And Swamiji said, did you have my darshan? So give them prasad and buzz them off. This is the situation. Srila Prabhupada is very deeply, involved in presenting the sublime truth of pure devotional service, which is aiming at nothing but the love of Godhead. And all his efforts in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to distribute that love freely. That is the truth. Without reading Srimad Bhagavatam, I would not have become a devotee. I have been in contact with devotees since 1971 in New York City. In 1974, we published the first volume of first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam into 500,000 copies. And devotees were feverish to distribute freely during the time of Christmas, especially at the Rockefeller Center. They will go, and because a lot of Indians will come, a lot of people will come to observe the great Christmas lightings. And they were distributing so freely. But at that time, the onset of this cultism was going on. So, seeing that these devotees are showing up their literature, religious literature, they were putting in the garbage. My father also went to see, but he picked up Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first volume, and he brought home. He didn't read it, but I read it, and I was finished. So, the potency has to be observed, and potency has to be obtained to make your commitment in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, daily recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam is because it will reveal the secrets of all secrets. Here, in this particular verse, these are the direct manifestation of Lord Sri Krishna. In all Vishnu Murtis. So, these Vishnu Murtis are directly manifested, and they are all coming from different Brahmandas. So, there are so many of them. And Brahma was bewildered. And they are all transcendental in nature. He understood that. But how come these Vishnu forms are being worshipped by the creative energies manifested in the forms? An impersonal cannot worship the personality. This is because of enviousness. He is a person, but his belief is impersonal, and he cannot worship the personality even in the form of Archavigraha or any other form. They will fail to recognize. But here, Brahma is getting more bewildered when the personality of the creative elements are coming to offer their homages to Vishnu forms. And such words are coming from the mouth of realized Sukadeva Goswami. It cannot be taken for granted. Oh, we can't understand, our brain does not understand these things. But nonetheless, we should daily try to think about it, which we do not understand. Then Krishna will inspire from the heart to come to the correct appreciation of the words of Sukadeva Goswami. This is the majesty, mystic majesty. Majesty is there, but mystic way. The Lord appears. He is there, the Supreme Personality Godhead, in His original form as Gopal. And He is just like a magician, making all the Vishnu forms appear. And Brahma is watching that they are being worshipped by all this time factor and Mahatattvas and all the 24 elements, including the Mahatattva. They are all worshipping in personification. Have you seen Sattvaguna manifested and worshipping the Supreme Lord? Tamogun, Rajogun, they are also having their personalities, because they are persons. Manifested forms are there. It's easy to understand, Prabhus. When our composition is, you know, made up of these 24 elements, and mostly in a gross way we say earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and ego. Up to that point we understand very quickly. But then where are the tanmatras and where are the sense organs and where are the sense acquiring, you know, elements. So 15 are there. We do not go inside it. But as we have spoken, there are very, very great realized souls like Bhishma Pitama and Rishabhdev. When they left their bodies, how they were able to merge this subtle manifestation of their body into their original source. We are bewildered simply by burning this body, and we start cremating. During the cremation time, we start thinking how this is burning. We are seeing only burning, then how the soul is going to be liberated, and this and that. But that does not last long even. As soon as we get out from there, we are back into all karmic activities. And we understand only manifestation through our karma. It's the grossest way of ignorance. But when Krishna says karma brahmodbhavam viddhi, karma, the energy of performing any activities is originated from Brahman. And he is the Supreme Brahman. So, if we read Srimad Bhagavatam daily, we'll be able to go deeper and deeper, and this kind of explanation will be justified and will be relished. Nigamakalpatarurgalitam palam shukamukhadravyam amrutasayutam pibata srimadabhagavatam rasamalayam muhuharorsikabhuvibhavaka. I mean, this expressions of Srila Vyasadeva and the munis who are assembled in Naimisharanyam, that's not ordinary thing. We can't become rasika immediately. But we can at least adhere to the principle of daily recitation. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Then Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhavati Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthiki. There are stages of development, and we see development means manifestation. Everything is manifesting. There is nothing in the world to think like a sekchali. Sekchali means a wishful thinker, a daydreamer. No. In Kurukshetra, there is the dargah of sekchali. Right? And he is celebrated in the Muslim community as one of the great thinkers. But when we understand Shakshili means one who has utopian ideas coming from nowhere and he cannot verify. So wishful thinking is different than factual realization. So when these verses are explaining by Srila Prabhupada, we should understand that it has the gravest importance in our life. And we need to become studious. Study doesn't mean inactive reading. People read and their eyes get tired and they doze off. Everything is going to be limited, but if we are awakened by association and the organized way of Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, like this assembly, make a point, it's a daily function. It's a daily function. Then naturally, our link of understanding through different speakers will be there, and we will gain, accumulate. This is a saragrahi, Vaishnava. We are here to accept the essence of it. But there is no question that we should have a disbelief that, oh, this kind of explanation go over my head and therefore I cannot understand and I should not pay any attention to it. Now, Prabhupada has a conclusion. Others may not have. But that doesn't mean others are right and we should follow others and not Srila Prabhupada. So please try to take to the heart of the instructions of Srila Prabhupada and the management of the transcendental activities he inserted in the daily, it's a daily function, has to be of utmost importance. Prabhupada said, always said, the morning and evening program are both essential for the inmates. So try to acquire as much as possible. You'll be never at loss. Thank you very much. Anybody has any question? Yes, Prabhu.
There's been a lot of encouragement that devotees read Prabhupada's books. Naturally, we like to hear the exciting parts. So when you're reading in Bhagavatam, some places there's whole genealogies of this descendant and that descendant, sometimes the entire chapter, like the ninth canto, this king, then that person was born in that. So would it be okay just to like brush over that and go right to the nectar? Or, I mean, what should be our mood in the approaching Bhagavatam? There's some places, like you said, maybe philosophically challenging, and/or just a list of names.
Right.
But it says every word is beneficial, so can you explain how that's beneficial?
See, if you go to a professional reciter, they will never touch these esoteric subjects that are more important in Srimad Bhagavatam. They never describe the creative aspect that explained by Maitreya Muni to Vidurji. They will never touch the subject matter of the discussion between Rahugana and Jadaparat. You know, they will never touch the subject matter of Kapil Dev and Devahuti's instructions of bhakti. They will never touch these aspects. They never touch sixth canto, fifth canto, the planetary systems, and they never touch. Do you think this is useless talk by Sukadeva Goswami? No. Genealogy, as you said, genealogy has been described just to find out two things. Is in the generation there is a pure devotee, or Vishnu came as an avatar? Then the meaning of genealogy will be completely fulfilled. If we are not interested into the, then it is simply the world of names. But every name has a meaning. This today the children have the names Rinku, Tinku. That's not the nature of Srimad Bhagavatam. Meaningful names are there. So
mainly the little kings, and it says whoever hears this recitation of the dynasty gets liberated or knowledge. So there's some magic behind reading all of every word of Bhagavatam.
Definitely. And some people are simply enamored by the dynasty as if their birth has been linked into such dynasty. There are certain people in North India, especially near Ayodhya, they claimed that they are descendants of Ramachandra. What glory is that? Did they become devotee, solely surrendered to Lord Ramachandra? No. They are politicians. Ting. Ting. Go ahead, Prabhu. Charitam Paramanottam.
The pastime or history of the kings are not ordinary. Charitam Param Adbhutam. You know, their charitra, their character are all exalted and wonderful. So they are not ordinary people. They are made by God. So they have connection. When Ajami is not ordinary person.
Right. But their devotional service may not be exposed, but their external behavior, which is fitting to be a devotee, that is more exposed. So even in other Puranas, like what we call Vishnu Puran and Brahma Vaivarta Puran, many stories are coming, which is appearing in Srimad Bhagavatam. But Srimad Bhagavatam is describing the glories of such kings which are transcendentally connected, not simply by historical or some kind of materially manifested characters. That's because they are connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the mission has to be performed. Like Prithu Maharaj, even though he was personality of Godhead himself, an empowered incarnation, and yet he has to be corrected. Even though he has uttam charitra, uttam charitra is very devotionally manifested. In the beginning, when he came out from the upper part of the body of Vena, Rishimani realized that this is some very powerful personality Godhead is there. And they started glorifying him as good as God. And he prevented them. Don't glorify me. I haven't done anything yet to show what is divine. So such character has to be done. Many of us can be entrapped by glorification. But what did we do? Tranadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnona amani na manadena kirtaniya sadaha.
Hare Krishna.
Sadhu.
Asi ninth canto is Ishanukarta. That's Isha means Supreme Lord, Anu means follower. So Krishna is more pleased when we glorify his devotees. And this is called Anuvasi, Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhi. The principle is we are not attached to anything, but we are attached to everything which is connected with Krishna.
Yeah.
So that you can see that even within ISKCON in Boston in early days, there was some problem and devotees were in a court, and Nanda Kumar was a very simple devotee. And they asked him, who was present at that time when the incident happened? And he called, oh, there was Keshava was there, Murari was there. As soon as he was just calling the name of the devotees, he got in from inside enlightened, and he presented a case and immediately won the case, simply by saying names of the devotees. Yeah, this is a court case. And they won the case simply by reciting it. Oh, he was there. People should say, Dharmatma was there, Paramatma was there, and he becomes so enlightened, and then we won the case.
We do not know. After that, in 1975 and 76, the court cases in New York were very historical. Prabhupada said, just simply present my books on the desk of the judge and let's remain confident that Krishna will intervene. And he did it. We won the case. We do not know whether the judge read the books, but he appreciated the authenticity and presentation. So, the transcendental nature is to be understood, and our movement is so much fortunate to have this transcendence embedded in the writings of Srila Prabhupada. Why even ordinary people glorified Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatams? You know, at every aspect. Because that is the core that we have to understand and rely of our strength on. You know. Good. Glorify. Ninth canto. In Ishanu Katha, you said the ninth canto. Ramchandra's pastimes are described. And Sukhdev Goswami warned Parikshit, Parikshit, you heard these stories of Ram Katha so many times, but I'm not going to tell you anything in that detail. I will tell you the essence of it. And if you read the only few things that you will be able to, but you will have the purport, will be exposing you to the real essence of Ram Katha. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentaries are also very elucidating, illuminating. So, with the spirit of devotion, we have to read. We have to read. This is a devotional service. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. And then manifestation will be there. If we do this, what? What is the manifestation? Bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. This is the manifestation. And that Bhakti Devi herself will manifest in the personalized way. After all, it is Shakti and quality, this manifestation. Therefore, Bhakti Devi is the combination of Samvit and Ladini Shakti. Right? So many things are there. And we are not simply utopian thinkers. Oh, we imagine or this or that. No, everything has been given in a factual way. So, yeah, what is the... Speak louder.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. Maharaj, very wonderful himself, Venerable Pranam. So I have a question to time, negative time, beyond the time. And so in spiritual world, there is time also, there is no time, right?
A time can appear by Krishna's desire in a very, scrupulous ways. Otherwise, time remains absence. Time in the form of sun and moon can also appear during rasa dance. Because everything is emanating from Krishna. If it serves Lord Krishna's rasa dance, then yes, that time is the servant of Lord Shri Krishna. If it is appearing as all devouring time, then kalo aham asmi. Aham asmi, lokakshaya pravruddho aham. Arjun, he was trembling simply, but who is he? He says, time I am the devourer of all dynasties. I am engaging them to get finished here. So, these are the manifestation of time in spiritual world. As well as material world.
So, but spiritual world, there is no changes, right?
Huh?
In spiritual world, everything is eternal.
Yes, but it is also varieties there. Simultaneously. Don't try to think that it's an inert world. Yeah. Eternal time.
Now it's time.
Okay, now it's time. Your stomachs are hungry, I know. Srila Prabhupada ki.